I'm wasting enough time or I wouldn't repeat it from heart.
In this particular case, the appellant withdrew his request to appear to argue, so we have only the appellee arguing before us. You have 15 minutes, Mr. Alemany. I don't think you got to use it all the time, but we're glad to hear you.
Thank you. May it please the court. Good morning. I'm John Alemany. I'm here on behalf of Google, the appellee in this case. It's a unique situation for me. I've never been here without the other side appearing.
It's like one hand clapping, right?
Yes. And I'm not precisely sure how you'd like me to proceed. I had planned to give perhaps a very short introduction, maybe a minute or less.
Well, let's see if there's any questions first.
I have a question on secondary consideration. So as I looked at the PTAB's decision on secondary considerations, I saw that there was an initial finding of no nexus based on things like the fact that there were different versions of the Rimfire software and that it wasn't clear which version was which, or which one was being relied upon by the declarant in order to show a nexus. I noticed that in your brief, you didn't really address that part of the PTAB's decision, and you didn't defend the PTAB's secondary consideration determination based on that part of the decision, and rather you relied on other parts of the decision, for example, showing addressing individually industry praise or commercial success, which occurs later in the opinion. So I really just wanted to see if you were defending that part of the PTAB's decision or not.
Yes, Your Honor. We are defending that part of the PTAB's decision. The PTAB relied in that portion of its decision, well, back up a step. The PTAB was reviewing testimony regarding a document that Summit 6 had produced, Exhibit 2010. And Dr. Kaliski, who was the expert for Summit 6, had testified that that document illustrated each of the claim elements. He further testified that that document reflected a commercial embodiment of the Rimfire Summit 6 product. The portion of his testimony that the PTAB, that the board reviewed, was the portion of his testimony regarding whether or not the document reflected a commercial embodiment of the invention. And the board found, based on the evidence that it reviewed, that it did not show a link. It listed a number of items that Dr. Kaliski failed to know. He didn't know which versions of the exhibits we're referring to. Of the three commercial embodiments that Summit 6 talked about, the real estate embodiment, the eBay embodiment, and the classifieds embodiment, he didn't know which of the embodiments.
How does that relate to Nexus? Can you just draw that to get put that together for me? Because it's
absolutely
not clear from the briefs.
Absolutely. The Summit 6 had made the argument that the commercial embodiment of their product encompassed all of the claimed elements. And so Dr. Kaliski was the support that they utilized in order to prove that. And so his testimony was the basis that since each element was present in that document, then the commercial embodiment of Rimfire actually encompassed all the claim dimension elements. However, he never tied that document, Exhibit 2010, to the commercial embodiment. And so there was no presumption of nexus. And then the board continued from there to look at the individual categories of secondary considerations that Summit 6 provided and looked at nexus for each of those individual categories separately. But they started the analysis by looking at whether or not there was a presumption of nexus based on a commercial embodiment encompassing all the claim limitations.
Does that presumption apply in the PTO?
Does it apply to what?
Does it apply in the PTAB, that presumption?
I think yes, it does apply to the PTAB. If the patent owner can show that the claimed invention is embodied in the commercial product and they're coextensive, then yes, the presumption would apply in the PTAB. And so any secondary considerations evidence that was directed towards that product would be subject to that presumption.
Let me ask you this. This is one probably lawyers dream about getting, but which ground of rejection is firmer, the combination of Creamer and O'Hara or the combination of Mail and Narayan?
I would say in this case they're equally strong. The grounds come at the invention from two different perspectives. Yeah. One from the camera, the client device perspective, the other one from a website. I think they're equally strong. They both show all the elements. The mail reference, which is the postcard reference, the Kramer reference, which is the digital camera reference, both have all the elements of the independent claims. Mm-hmm. We combine them together based on the very, very close similarity between the two sets of references, two pairs. And there were express disclosures in each of the references that the board found would motivate one of skill and the art to combine them. So I think in this particular case, they're equally strong.
Any other questions?
I thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.